Canto 8, Chapter 1. The Manus, Administrators of the Universe. The Honorable King said, O Guru, thus far I extensively heard about the dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu, wherein the great rulers of the universe have contributed to the creation. Can you please also describe the other Manus to us? O Brahmin, the scholars speak about the appearances and activities of the Supreme Glorified Lord during the Manvantaras. Can you please also describe these to us, your eager listeners? As for the past, the present and the future, O Brahmin, what are for each particular era the activities that the Supreme Lord, the Creator of this universe, was engaged in, is now engaged in, and will be engaged in? The great Rishi said, this day of Brahma, Kalpa, six Manus have passed, Swayambhuva and five others. I already described the period of the first one, Swayambhuva, including the divine personalities who appeared during that time. From Akuti and Devahuti, two daughters of Swayambhuva Manu, sons were born, Yajna and Kapila, known as incarnations of the Supreme Lord for respectively instructing Dharma and Jnana, spiritual knowledge. Kapila, I have fully described to you. Let me now tell you everything that Yajna Murti or Yajna Pati did, O best of the Kurus. The master of the world, Swayambhuva Manu, the husband of Shatarupa, detached from enjoying his senses, after renouncing his kingdom, went together with his wife into the forest for doing his tapas. At the river Sunanda, he performed for 100 years the severest austerities, in which he, on one leg touching the earth, murmured the following, O scion of Bharata. Lord Manu said, he by whom this entire universe is set in motion is not moved by the universe himself. He who is always awake while one is asleep in this body, he, the one knowing, is not known by the living entity itself. One may enjoy that what is allotted by him, the supersoul who is present everywhere with everything and everyone in the universe, but one should not covet the wealth of others. He whose eye sees all, and who is not seen by the living entity, he, the original source of all beings who knows no diminution, is the Godhead and companion everyone should worship. There is no beginning, no end, nor a middle to him. No one is his friend or foe. He is not just the inside, nor just the outside of the cosmic creation. All these aspects of him and the universe originating from him together constitute the complete reality, Om Purnam. That assemblage of the universe known by many names like Purusha and Virat Rupa is the Supreme Master, the ultimate truth of his person, the unborn, self-effulgent one who is the oldest. By means of his external energy, he gives rise to birth, death and maintenance, while he remains aloof, inactive and untouched by dint of his spiritual potency. For the purpose of being freed from karma, fruit of labor, all sages, therefore, to begin with, request people to engage in non-profit, charitable, voluntary activities in karma yoga. A person thus engaged almost always will become indifferent about performing work with an ulterior motive. Because he, in his completeness, is fully satisfied from within, the Supreme Lord, the master of yoga, never gets entangled in the matters he is engaged in, and that is why people who follow him never get discouraged. I surrender myself to him who, free from selfhood, acts to our benefit, to him who is complete in his knowledge. He who has no desire to enjoy is fulfilled and is not led by others. I offer my obeisances to that master of all principles and duties, who is there to instruct all of mankind and map out his path. Sri Shuka said. When the Asuras saw how he, Swayambhuva Manu, concentrated his mind with the philosophical mantras, the evil spirits chased him in order to devour him. But Yajna, Vishnu, the Supreme Personality, the Lord in the heart of everyone, saw what the Asuras had in mind and killed them. Thereafter, he ruled the heavenly worlds surrounded by the gods named the Yamas, the ones sworn his sons. Svarochisha, the son of Agni, became the second Manu. From his loins, the sons headed by Diomat, Sushina and Rochishmat were born. In that period of Manu, Rochena, the son of Yajna, became the king of heaven. The Indra, Tushita and others faithful to the absolute truth were the gods, while Urja, Stamba and others were the seven sages. From the saint Vedashera, impregnating his wife Tushita, the Lord was born, who is known as Vibhu. From him, remaining a celibate brahmachari, 88,000 saintly persons fixed in that vow took initiation and instruction. The third Manu was named Uttama. He was a son of Priyavrata, and from him the sons called Pavana, Srinjaya, Yajnahotra and others were born. The seven sages, during his reign, were the sons of Vasishta, headed by Pramada. The Satyas, Vedashrutas and Bhadras were the gods, and Satyajit was the Indra. In this Manvantara, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, celebrated as Satyasena, was born from the womb of Sumrita and the demigod Dharma. He appeared together with the Satyavratas. He, together with his friend Satyajit, as the Indra, killed all the Yakshas and Rakshasas, the sworn liars and evil spirits, who, with their misconduct, constantly harassed the living beings. The fourth Manu was the brother of Uttama, known by the name of Tamasa. He fathered 10 sons, headed by Prithu, Kyati, Nara and Ketu. The Satyakas, the Haris and the Viras were the gods. Trishika was the king of heaven, and the seven sages, during the reign of Tamasa, were headed by Jyotirdama. The other gods were called the Vaidritis. They were the sons of Vidriti, O king, who by their own strength managed to protect the Vedas that over time had been lost. In that period, the Supreme Lord appeared, who was begotten by Harimeda in the womb of Harini. He was called Hari. Gajendra, the king of the elephants, was freed by him from the mouth of a crocodile. The Honorable King Parikshit said, O son of Vyasa, we would like to hear from you how the king of the elephants, who was harassed by a crocodile, was delivered by the Lord. Whenever and wherever there are the narrations in which Hari, the Supreme Personality, Uttama Shloka, the Lord praised in the verses, is glorified, great piety, fortune, auspiciousness and virtue are found. Sri Sutta said, by the words of Parikshit, who awaited his impending death, thus being encouraged to speak, dear Brahmins, the son of Vyasa, after complimenting him, spoke with great pleasure to the sages who had assembled there to listen to him.